Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get your inside pass to everything Saints football.
See you later, bye. Touchdown, Rashid Shaheed.
We'll take you to places most fans never go. To practice, to the sideline, to the locker room. Following every twist, turn, and touchdown of the Saints season.
That is going to be a touchdown, Taysom Hill. Taysom TD.
Welcome to Inside Black and Gold.
To the end zone, and that is a touchdown for Chris Olave.
Now, here are your hosts, Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak.
Oh, baby!
What a week, Saints fans. We have a first American Pope. We've got the celebration of Cam Jordan Day. We've got rookie mini camp. And bam, hits Saturday morning as I'm cooking up breakfast for the family. Derek Carr has retired. Welcome into a special edition of Inside Black and Gold. Steve Geller with Jeff Nowak. We got just done with going to Saints rookie minicamp, but we ain't talking about that today. How you doing, Jeff?
That was quite a list you just reeled off.
It was quite a week.
I did not expect the Pope to be included in this conversation. The Pope who, I don't know, is he a Bears fan? Is it, they faced the Bears. The last Pope was inadvertently a Saints fan, and now we have a Bears fan. I don't know. But yeah. This is a special edition episode. We don't usually record episodes on Saturdays. We were not intending until about 2 hours ago to come in and do this. We kind of talked ourselves into it as we were sitting out at Saints camp. Like, we got to record an episode. We can't wait until Monday. But we are not going to talk about Saints rookie minicamp. We will talk about Saints rookie minicamp. That's not this episode. This is the Derek Carr episode. And so we're going to go through in this first segment, we're going to talk it out. We're going to kind of go through our immediate reactions. You know, this, it's still so fresh. I mean, it's a few hours old, but it's still fresh. So we're going to go through a lot of it. Second segment, we're going to hit a mailbag. We're only going to do two segments. So if you have comments, questions, I'm sure there are a lot of them. Throw them in there. We'll get through as many as we can. But yeah, Derek Carr retired. You know, it's crazy to me that, I mean, what would you say? Hundreds of thousands of hours of people talking about this, even us, we've spent hours and hours and hours talking about this, going through scenarios. I've heard people spend hours and hours and hours talking about it, going through scenarios. Not one time. And if I'm wrong, point me in the direction so I can give them all of the props in the world. Not one time did I hear the scenario floated of what actually happened today. Of Derek Carr just says, I'm going to retire. The Saints are like, we'll give you $10 million to just get out of here. And he's like, sold. Here's my $30 million back. Do what you want to do. And as mysteriously as he arrived, he was gone. Right? Like, that's what happened today. And, you know, I didn't expect Derek Carr to play. And we'll get into what Kellen Moore had to say in a few minutes here. But I didn't think he would just be like, here's my money. I'd buy.
Yeah, this is definitely not a bash Derek Carr day either, because he honestly did this team a huge solid.
Yeah, one of the reasons I think no one went down this path of like saying, oh, this might happen, is because it was like every indication we've had is like, no, he doesn't want to give money back. You know, like they asked him to take a pay cut. He wouldn't do that. And now suddenly it's like, all right, you know, and I think this did end up being the best case scenario. And we'll kind of go through it, right? Derek Carr is retiring. He had a labrum tear in his shoulder. Now, again, one of the only things I've said in defense of Derek Carr throughout this entire process is like, I think the injury is legitimate.
You know? You're never buying into the faking it aspect.
Like, I don't know why everyone immediately dove down the, oh, he's faking an injury, as if a 34-year-old quarterback who's played in the NFL for 11 years might have a problem with his shoulder. And that's what it is. He had a labrum tear, which he believes happened in that game against the Giants. He didn't really ramp up throwing until the offseason. And like, saying, how is that possible? Well, I don't know. Go outside and do some soft toss with a relative and feel the impact that has on your shoulder. And then turn around to somebody else and throw the fastest ball you can and tell me whether you think one impacts your shoulder more than the other. Like, and that's kind of the story we have, is he started to ramp up throwing in March and he noticed there was an issue with his shoulder that he did not notice throughout the process. Believe what you want. That's what we're being told. There was a degenerative issue in his shoulder that was uncovered by doctors. The tear was confirmed by the MRI. And the options are surgery or basically nothing else. Like, he was not playing with it at the level that it was. And I don't think he was interested in having surgery, at least not in this setting, in order to play. And so instead, he is retiring. The Saints are not trying to get back the $10 million roster bonus that he got this offseason when they extended it, when they restructured his deal. And he is not trying to get the $30 million that the Saints were owed to him in terms of that contract restructure. You're effectively wiping that off the books. So all said and done, the Saints, you know, the way I keep describing it, people, is the Saints had a check that they had already put out for $80 million. That was signed, sealed, delivered. They weren't getting that back. And then they got a rebate for $30 million on that. So effectively, Derek Carr is out the door for $50 million that you're still going to pay. But at the same time, it's also not like, oh, well, you're paying him. That's effectively $50 million or $40 million for the games he already played, plus $10 million as like the opposite of a signing bonus. So when you say like he's doing the team a solid, he actually is, because he could have gone ahead surgery and then just sat on IR for the entire season and made all of that money. So all this is to say, like, I don't know. People, you're going to be mad at Derek Carr because you don't like Derek Carr, and I get that. But this is the best case scenario.
It's wild. We talked about it a lot at mini camp today, seeing all the rookies. And yeah, that was the big stunner for me. It's like you could have gone on the physically unable to perform list, on injured reserve, whatever it was, and just collecting that check. It's not the case here. So it's huge for the Saints team. And yeah, like you said, there's really no complaining to do right now. Hudat should be celebrating. And I know a lot of fans are happy. I've seen the memes getting put out there with the black and gold smoke coming from the Superdome. I guess that's why I mentioned the Pope, too. You had that reference with Derek Carr's news. But in the end, I was definitely, I would say, hurt by the fact that he was putting out that YouTube review video that bothered me a lot. And seeing how he has taken this situation, and he's still getting a great chunk of change from the Saints right now. But the fact that he could have gotten a lot more, and it would have been his total right, because they restructured that contract with him and could have went on, like I said, PUP or the IR list. That's not the case here. Big win for the Saints organization today overall.
Show me where the Carr review hurt you, Steve. Show, and I'm just kidding. Right, just kidding. In my heart. No. I mean, that's where you are. Like, there was a lot of debate over whether Derek was on the same page with the team, and what this deal, because it's a deal. Like, this is not, oh, I'm just going to retire. This is a communicated, understood, this is the best path forward, which means that they have been kind of in lockstep.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And how this was going to play out to some extent. It was weird when Mickey Loomis came out and was basically like, I'm not saying anything about the Derek Carr situation. It was weird because it was like, why? Why aren't you saying anything? And now that you see it play out, you understand, like, I think that this was what they were hoping would happen. They were not hoping that he was going to be healthy and playing week one. They weren't hoping that he was going to have surgery and go away. They were hoping that this would happen. And if you're Mickey Loomis and Kellen Moore, basically it's in Derek's court. Derek gets to decide whether he wants to retire or not. And all the Saints could do was stay out of the way. And one way they could get in the way is going out prior to the draft and saying something that could be construed as something negative and throwing shade on the quarterback. And like, I think that's all they wanted to avoid was a storm, a media storm that might impact his decision-making to the point that he was like, no, they're not on my side. They are not working with me. I'm going to take my money. And he didn't. Which means that there's some level of accommodation being sent from the Saints, yeah, like in terms of, okay, this is what I want, this is what you want, let's find a middle ground. And that's what they did. And, you know, the way I described it in a few conversations today is like, it just feels like, and I'm not as negative on Derek Carr as most people. I think with distance, you'll see it's like he wasn't that bad. He wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible. He went 14 and 13. It was a definition of middle ground, right? It's the same thing you see with the Kirk Cousins and Andy Dalton. Like, that's the tier of quarterback that Derek Carr is. He's 20th, 21st, I think, all time, maybe 22nd all time in passing yards. He's one of like 24 quarterbacks in NFL history to have over 20,000 pass or 40,000 passing yards. I mean, that's not a terrible career. So I just think from that perspective, okay, we don't need to continually, he's gone. He can't hurt you anymore. Let's just move on from that conversation. That said, like, it does feel like you were kind of walking forward with an anchor attached to you. And what today is, and why it feels so relieving, is you basically took a bolt cutter and hacked that anchor off. Now, you're still at the bottom of the lake, of the ocean, of whatever body of water fits this analogy for you. You're still sitting there at the bottom. You still got to find a way to the top. You still got to swim up to take some breaths.
Gulf of America, baby.
The Gulf of America. But without the anchor, you can do that. With the anchor, it felt impossible. Without the anchor, it feels like you can at least get to the point where you're above water. Tyler Shuck might not be anything. He might be terrible. Spencer Rattler might get in there and stink it up. It doesn't matter because it's at least the path that you're on. And if that path works out, great. If it doesn't and you have to take another left turn, whatever, you can at least do that. And so that's why I think, you know, and there's a lot of reasons to be excited about where the Saints team could be going. But it now feels like they're at least getting there with the hurdle has dropped dramatically in height.
You're talking about Carr's career, and definitely gets a lot more criticism than deserved for the QB he is when available. 2 years with the Saints, Jeff, completed 68% of his passes, 27 total games, and 40 touchdowns versus 13 interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, the final five games of, you know, it's funny. He had a seven game stretch from week 13 of last season to week two of this, or two seasons ago to week two of this season, right? where he completed, he had an insane run of quarterback play, right? And it ended in week three against the Eagles. But like, there was some really good games in there. It doesn't matter. You know, it was a disappointment. It did not work. It was a bad bet. And, you know, we talked yesterday on Sports Talk about like sunk cost fallacy. Like, you know, one of the reasons it felt like the Saints weren't moving on is because they had money invested. Well, you know, that doesn't, a sunk cost fallacy doesn't actually pan out if you get your money back. And they did. So we'll see how that goes. Either way, this is what Kellen Moore, you know, he was asked about the news and just in general, this is what he had to say today.
As we've gone through this whole offseason, you know, Derek's had to go through a lot just as you go through this process. And, you know, obviously making the decision ultimately to retire from the National Football League after 11-year career. I mean, first of all, you respect and appreciate so much that Derek's done in this league and for the way he's done it, the on-the-field performance, the off-the-field person that he's showcased and the impact he's had on so many people in this profession is really, really special. And so certainly, you know, coming here, I've always had so much respect and appreciation for him. And, you know, as we've gone through this process, obviously this is how it kind of ultimately was settled. It was really good communication through the whole process as far as navigating this. Again, you know, challenging circumstances with him being injured at the end of the year and then just kind of navigating things throughout the whole offseason process. And so, you know, I think, you know, Derek, the people that are a part of his life have communicated really well with the Saints. I think there's been really good communication. And so, you know, we feel like it was done the right way.
This is Kellen talking about when the decision was made.
He's kind of communicated mostly with Mickey and those guys as we've gone through this process. And, you know, obviously the last few days, you know, they had those communications and those conversations and made this ultimate decision that felt best for them.
And here's one more clip.
Certainly, as you go through this process, every player goes through a lot of challenges during the offseason program. A lot of guys, you know, play NFL seasons and they're hard and they're grinding and, you know, guys go through those recovery processes. We've got a lot of guys who are going through injury recoveries as we go through this. And so Derek's just like those guys. Obviously, the clarity will provide, you know, some of those younger quarterbacks a chance to just get ready from a rep standpoint and opportunity standpoint. And obviously, those guys will be ready and fired up for that. You know, I feel like it's gone the right way and it's been a good process.
Yeah, the process is a word Kellen Moore uses a lot. But one thing, you know, Kellen Moore said today that he never met Derek Carr in person. Now, whether they met at some point throughout the course of their respective playing careers, I don't know. But in a capacity as a Saints head coach, Kellen Moore never was in the same room as Derek Carr. We talked to Tyler Shuck in the locker room. We're going to have a lot to say about rookie minicamp. We did talk to Tyler Shuck. We talked to Kelvin Banks. We got a lot. I plan to address that in our Monday episode. But, you know, Tyler Shuck never talked to Derek Carr. Kelvin Banks, when he was asked today, was like, I didn't even know until like just now that Derek Carr had retired. So like, it was never a realistic scenario for him to be the week one starter. You know, like, and I understand why the Saints and Derek Carr teased it out and played it out the way they did. But this was always going to be a divorce. It was always going to be a divorce. Whether it was with the surgery, whether it was with a trade, whether it was whatever. It was just a question of how you split up the assets. And they came to an amicable solution. But the more you hear and the more you kind of learn, like this was never a situation where I don't think the Saints believed he was going to be their quarterback. I don't think Derek Carr believed he was going to be the Saints quarterback. And the injury really just kind of provided a kind of emergency exit from a scenario that became unlivable, right? Whether it was, you want to say it was a life, I'm all about the analogies today. You could say it was a life preserver thrown from the boat. You could say it was a fire escape out the window. Whatever you want to say, everyone got out alive. And that's a good thing, you know? But like for Kellen, whether he will say it or not, and he won't say it.
Right.
But like this has to be a relief.
Huge.
Of like, I can just go forward. You know, we might be bad. But I can at least go forward with the quarterback plan that I decide on. So we'll see what that is.
We've mentioned it a ton. Just Derek Carr never, for whatever reason, got in the good graces with Hudats. I don't know if it because it started out him being a Dennis Allen guy and a Raiders transplant over here. His play wasn't awful, which we've talked about. But the fact that going into this season, we figured that it was going to be almost impossible to take the field in the Superdome. And you knew what was going to happen as soon as, you know, either Derek Carr's name's announced or he runs out onto the field. Those boos would rain down. And that's not something you want to have in Coach Kellen Moore's first season here in New Orleans. And I totally agree with you. He's not going to – Moore won't talk about it in this aspect, but it is a huge weight lifted off of him right now.
Yeah, and I mean, the Saints were never going to make a decision because the fans were like, I don't like this guy. But at the same time –
They hear it.
I think they're insulated from a lot of it. But the noise got to the point – like, I couldn't – people know what I do for work. I could not go to dinner without having someone be like, is Derek Carr the quarterback? You know, like it there's a point where it's just like, I thought in year one, it was just a level of toxicity of like, guys, come on, give the guy a chance. And it never happened. But like by now it's just like, okay, fine. I get it. Like, I don't necessarily agree with a lot of it, but it's there.
Right.
Right. It's tangible. Like, you can't deny that it's there. That no one felt like Derek Carr was the quarterback of the Saints, or at least not one that, you know, and they could have.
As much as you or I can say, guys, he's not that bad of a quarterback. The fans didn't want to hear it.
You use the word transplant. I think that's a fitting word because he was rejected like a bad organ transplant. It's like, You're like, it seemed to make sense. Everything about it made sense. It was the right blood type. It was everything. And then, oh, no. This is terrible. And, you know, we'll go from there. But I just appreciate, like, hopefully this is one of the last times we spend an episode. Our entire offseason, if you go through our catalog of podcast episodes, it's just been Derek Carr, Derek Carr, Derek Carr, Derek Carr, Derek Carr, Derek Carr. Like, I'm tired of it. And I'm just so relieved that I don't have to, like, I expect Derek Carr to play again. I don't think he's done in the NFL. I think this is kind of like a wink, wink, nod, nod. Well, yeah, whatever happens. And the Saints will still have his rights, but like, if Derek Carr comes back in 2 years and it's like, I want to sign with this team, I think the Saints would be like,
go ahead.
I don't care. Move on. And I fully endorse that. Like, it needed to end and it's ending.
Yeah, nothing but good vibes right now. And I know I feel for Derek on a personal level. We know he went through some family issues as well as dealing with the injury. Definitely wish him the best. But for us, Jeff, you mentioned it. It's been nonstop. Derek Carr's shoulder. Is he going to play? If he does come back, will he be the starter? You fully expect him because he's making all this money. And that burden not being on us even anymore, having to cover this, is such a great lift. And I'm so much more looking forward to this season, focused on the QB competition of Shuck, Rattler, and Hayner.
Yeah, now we can just deal with the toxic quarterback people about the quarterbacks that are, you know, interesting to talk about, because there will be plenty of that. There's plenty of bandwidth to get the obnoxious arguments back going around the young quarterbacks. Just get rid of that old guy. I still think they're going to bring in a veteran guy because I want a veteran in that room to kind of lead. You know, whether not, and not like even a guy that you expect to win the starting job. It's going to be a competition. I asked Kellen about that today. He was like, yeah, it's you're going to get to the preseason. These guys are going to compete. They're all going to be on kind of the same page. And we'll see how that goes. But I don't want to end here and go to the mailbag, but just to kind of put a pin in the financial part of it. So basically, we are looking at this year. Most likely, this is not going to be finalized until June 1st, because that allows you to spread some of the cap hit even further. I think what you're looking at is around in the range of $13.5 million against the cap this year. So he was originally going to count $20 million against the cap. So whatever his new cap number becomes, subtract that from $20 million, and whatever the number, whatever the dividend is, that is the extra cap space the Saints have generated through this move. So it should be around $6 million on top of, I think they had like $27 million in cap space. So you're going to be looking at around $30-something million in operating room this year. Now, they just signed draft picks. They have other draft picks to sign. So it's kind of a moving target. But that's that. Next year, instead of a $59 million dead cap hit, you'll be looking at something in the range of $32, $33 million, which is about what you were paying, which is about what your dead cap hit was for Marshawn Lattimore this year. And also, keep in mind, you're going to be having a starting quarterback, whether it's Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck, or player to be named later, draft pick to be named later. You're going to be starting a quarterback on a rookie contract. So you can stomach that. because it'd basically be like your starting quarterback making like $40 million, which would even now be like a middle of the road quarterback contract. So this allows you to basically be free and clear from the Derek Carr money by 2027, and it limits the impact it's going to have on you in 2026.
I think Saints fans, when they digest more of this, will kind of be celebrating this outcome now. I mean, there's nothing but positives going forward, and I'm sorry that the last 2 years weren't what you expected.
Yeah, it's going to be funny because, like, I expect this season to go badly. I think they might win 4 games if things go a certain way. But at the same time, I think there will be optimism surrounding that has not been there. That definitely wasn't there last year. You know, and it's like if you look good and lose a bunch of games because you don't have you have guys learning how to win in real time because you're playing a lot of rookies and you're developing players. I hope people can get behind that because this is what you've been asking for. You've been asking for a reset. You've been asking to kind of reset the trajectory of this team. And that's what you've been trying to do this season when you make 9 draft picks. And that's what going with a young quarterback is going to do for you. And sometimes that's losing a lot of games. But that's all I have on that subject. Do you have anything else before we move on?
No, I just think this is definitely something that kind of we're past the Dennis Allen era with the Saints, and tied into that was Derek Carr, who's now removed. So you kind of slicing that all out of this, and definitely really is a fresh start going into this season.
It is true. He kind of took a scalpel and he removed like the last, you know, there's some Dennis Allen pieces left, but not many. Like it's basically gone. I think you're right. Like this, like Derek was kind of the last vestige of the Dennis Allen era, at least in the sense that like you can't spin it into the Kellen Moore era and feel like it's fresh. Like Bub Means, I don't care. Like he's a guy that can fit. And if he doesn't, you move on.
Alante Taylor, obviously Dennis Allen selected him, but I think a guy that's been a locker room leader, someone that you're still seeing develop on the field, but he doesn't carry that animosity towards him the way Carr ever did, obviously.
Right. That's exactly what it is. It's like there are players lingering from the Dennis Allen era, but like not that you can't fully kind of assimilate into the Kellen Moore era and feel like that's where they were all along. All right. This is Inside Black and Gold. But to wrap this up, we're going to come back, do a mailbag again. We're not talking about rookie minicamp, even though that's what we did all day, was go to rookie minicamp. Talking about Derek Carr. By and large, we're going to get to those in our Monday episode. And then we have the schedule release later in the week. So there's going to be a lot of content coming at you. But we're going to come back, do a quick mailbag, and then get the hell out of here and work the rest of the day because there's plenty of work left to do. But this is Inside Black and Gold. I'm Jeff Nowak. He is Steve Geller. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.